He's a coffee house cad, a pickup artist. You send him away with a brisk laissez-moi, an idiom meaning I'm not real anyway. You finish your drink, walk to a bookstore, and wander over to the magazines. You pick up the latest Crab and Clam. Reading it while sauntering down the sidewalk, you feel a nudge. A man's grabbing your purse. Your body is ready, fluid, and forceful as you crush his instep and try out a new combination of moves from your self-defense training. You regret that he'll be in traction for years. The police cart him off and compliment you. You're discouraged, however, by the sad specimens of manhood you've encountered this day. The glow of your mental and physical powers is a beacon, alas, to the entire male sex. Aren't you getting a little grabby? She was silent. Then she inhaled deeply, as if swelling with inspiration. You walk back to your boat and examine more closely the strange eel you netted on the way down. You suspect you've discovered a new species and wonder who you'll name it for, immortalizing the person you choose. You raise the sails, cast off, and head out. She paused. Past Prince's Point, you spot something to starboard. A lobster buoy? No, a human head. Then a hand comes up, waving for help. You tack, come alongside, heave to, and help the unfortunate aboard. He's 16, tall and lean, with a gypsy's black hair and soulful eyes. He can't stop shivering.